You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Friday, February 3rd, 2006. Yes, we've made it to February. And yesterday was Groundhog Day. And I believe in my area, the groundhog did see his shadow, which means that scared him back into his hole. And there will be 6 more weeks of winter, which is just as fine because our winter has not been very wintry at all. We've actually had temperatures in the 50s and 60s. And I believe in the Washington, D.C. area, January was the warmest month on record. So interesting about that. Now, this has been actually a pretty busy news week. A lot of things happened. I think it was Tuesday and Wednesday a lot of things happened, especially on Tuesday. Started out early in the morning hearing that Coretta Scott King died. And poor thing, she was 78. So I believe she was 78. And she lived a nice, long, full life. But in recent months, she had had a heart attack and a stroke, and she was recovering from that with complications of that. Oh, by the way, I'm recording this with the iRiver with the Madonna headset so I can move around. You might hear the chair squeaking or whatever, but anyway. So yeah, Coretta Scott King died, and I was sad to hear that because she had, you know, had made herself relatively public on gay issues, so that's one she's not gay, but, you know, she supports gay rights, so she did, so she's no longer with us, and I'm sorry to hear that she passed away. That was sad to hear. And on the exact same day, of course, we had Judge Alito sworn in as the 110th Supreme Court Justice, and he was sworn in just hours before President Bush gave his 6th State of the Union address. And I will tell you right now that I did not listen to 1 second of that man speak because I can't stand him. So I did not hear what he had to say, and from listening from the news over the past couple of days, it sounds like he did not have any surprises anyway, so I didn't miss anything. But the fact that Alito is now on the Supreme Court is scary because of his very conservative views and his past history with that group at Yale or Princeton, I don't remember what. But anyway, so he is now part of the court, and that just means that there's going to be some conservative rulings coming in the future, and not good for gays, but not good for anybody, really. It's going to change the way we live, I believe. I did hear that Kerry and Kennedy tried to start a filibuster, but it just didn't happen, and that's too bad. So I guess the petition I signed and the emails I sent didn't have any effect on them. That's too bad, too. But, you know, I was thinking about this on, actually, Homer from my blog buddy Homer was making me think about this, that, you know, with Alito now on the court, there's a good chance, but what if one of the more liberal judges on the court, like Stevens, just up and dies while Bush is still in office? Then the court is going to be so packed that it's going to be even worse for many, many, many years to come, probably the rest of my lifetime. So that's a scary thing, and I hope that does not occur, but you know, he still does have the rest of 2006, all of 2007, and the majority of 2000, well, and all of 2008 left on his term, so he's got plenty of time to fuck things up and have another Supreme Court justice decide to either retire or dies, and that would be a very bad thing. That's very sad. So, scary times at the Supreme Court. And, you know, Tuesday was also the day that was, this more of a pop culture thing, but the Oscar nominations came out on Tuesday morning, early Tuesday morning. And to no one's surprise, Brokeback Mountain did get 8 Oscar nominations. Heath Ledger got one for Best Actor, and Jake Gyllenhaal was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. And, of course, they got the Best Movie nod and some others, but there was eight, and that's the highest this year for the Oscars. I think the next closest one is Crash with six, I think. And Crash is not a movie I have seen or even heard anything about, but in terms of Brokeback Mountain, it sounds like they are going to really lead the Oscars this year, because it sounds like they're going to pretty well, I guess I shouldn't say sounds like, but from what you hear from like the movie people, like the movie guy on Channel 7, I keep doing that. I don't mean Channel 7, I mean ABC. What's the guy's name? I don't know. He says he won't suggest who the winners will be, but you know, he said don't be surprised if Brokeback Mountain sweeps or something like that. I can't remember his exact words, but he did mention that. Now, some of the other movies that were nominated for the Best Picture that I actually want to see, I don't remember all of them. I could actually go to the website and check that out. But there are three other ones that were nominated that I might want to see. And one that I definitely want to see is Capote with Philip Seymour Hoffman. And I believe he got a nomination for an Oscar as well. Let me go to Oscars.com and see what they... Yeah, here we go, the nominees. Yeah, so actor in a leading role was Philip Seymour Hoffman from Capote, Terrence Howard from Hustle and Flow, and I don't know that movie or him, Joaquin Phoenix for Walk the Line, and David Strathairn for Good Night and Good Luck. And actually, that's one of the movies I want to see is Good Night and Good Luck. About the Edward R. Murrow beginnings back in the 50s. And, of course, I already saw Brokeback Mountain, but I want to see Capote, Good Night and Good Luck, and possibly Munich, because that was the other... Oh, I guess I should do the ones that are... Where's the best movie? God, they have that all the way down here. Like you can see, I'm scrolling down. There we go. Best Picture for 2005. Brokeback Mountain, Capote, Crash, Good Night and Good Luck, and Munich. I guess I could see all of those except for Crash. I'm just not familiar with Crash. Although, Matt Dillon got a nod for, let's see, where is his on there? An actor in a supporting role, yeah, for Crash. And Jake Gyllenhaal got Brokeback Mountain. And oddly enough, William Hurt got for A History of Violence, which I had never heard of either. So, you know, and it sounds like from the way... that's the guy's name, Joel Siegel from Good Morning America, was talking that of the five movies nominated for Best Picture, they all of them except for Munich had relatively small budgets. And I believe he even said that the budgets of Brokeback Mountain, Capote, Crash, Good Night and Good Luck combined was less than the actual budget for Munich. So it seems like this is the year of the low, not really low budget, but... you know, smaller budgeted movies, even though they were very good movies. Well, as far as I know, because I've only seen Brokeback Mountain, but I can tell you that that is an excellent movie, and it seems like people are starting to see it in the farther out regions of the country. Like my friend, my blogger buddy Homer, was able to see it yesterday in Tucson, and I heard from Special Delivery Mark that he was able to see it, because I listened to his recent podcast, and he had his impressions, and he was almost speechless. The movie was so affected him so much, he was almost speechless. But he did give us his impressions. I'm really glad he was able to see it, because he's pretty far out there in the country. So yeah, I want to see, and I think I can talk the boyfriend into it sometime. Capote, Good Night and Good Luck, and maybe Munich, and maybe even well, Crash, I don't know about it. I just don't want to say. Anyway, so the Oscar nominations came out, and Brokeback Mountain got eight. And, of course, that will be happening on March 5th. And I will be, of course, watching them. I'll have to, like, take a nap in the afternoon just so I can stay up late enough to watch them. Because on the East Coast, they don't finish until, like, 11 or 12 in the middle of the night. So that's a big pain in the butt. But I love the Oscars. So, although I wouldn't be going to any Oscar parties. I know a lot of gay men go to Oscar parties, but... Anyway, Moving along, as I mentioned, I did not watch the State of the Union address, because that was the other thing in the news, because this is like the Newsday podcast, I don't know, but of course it's 3 days later. But in any case, Virginia was lucky enough to have Tim Kaine, our new governor, give the Democratic response to the State of the Union address. And I read on a blog that I read relatively regularly, Towel Road, that people weren't too happy with his response for some reason. Where did I read that? I just went to his thing. Where is it? Oh, yeah, and they had the whole thing about Cindy Sheehan being arrested because of a T-shirt or something like that. I didn't really follow that too closely. Let's see. Oh, I don't know. Something about Tim Kaine is a nightmare. Oh, he's quoting other blogs. That's what that is. That's, I guess that's something special. Anyway, that's stupid because I'm on a website and you can't see. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I will stop talking about that. Anyway, I did not watch the State of the Union. I didn't think it was anything special. And from what it sounds like, nothing new was, he didn't introduce anything new. Now, let's move on to some other things. I actually got some voicemails. I got a voicemail message from Beth, who was wishing the boyfriend happy birthday. And I'll play that in just a second. And then I got a message from Special Delivery Mark, and now I'm trying to remember what his message said, and I can't remember, so we'll have to listen to it together. So take a minute and listen to these two voicemail messages, one from Beth and one from Special Delivery Mark, and I will be right back.
Hi, Archer and Mr. Boyfriend. This is Beth calling. I didn't get to give a call on the 26th to wish the boyfriend a happy birthday, so I'm calling now to sing him my rendition of Happy Birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mr. Boyfriend. Happy birthday to you. I hope you have a great birthday, and keep up the podcast. You guys make me laugh, and I'll talk to you back to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Hey, Archer, this is Mark, Special Delivery Mark. And I'm just stopping by my house for lunch, and I see your latest show mentions a fender bender on the way to the wineries. Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear that show tonight. Let me guess. You were driving, and the boyfriend was distracting you with that awful music he likes, and you were trying to appease him by doing the Watusi while you were driving. Or were you getting one of those 60-mile-an-hour blowjobs down the turnpike? Oh, God. So I got to get back to work here shortly. I'm just sending you a voicemail because I just can't wait to hear the episode tonight. Bye.
So we just heard those two voicemail messages, one from Beth and one from Special Delivery Mark. And that was so sweet of Beth to sing happy birthday to the boyfriend, although I know that that's illegal because Michael Jackson owns it or something like that. But anyway, Beth, thank you so much for the boyfriend singing that. I'm sure he'll hear this and want to thank you as well. And then Special Delivery Mark, as you heard, was talking about the Fender Bender show that was on Tuesday. And no, as you probably heard by now, Special Delivery Mark, none of those things that you were describing actually happened. The boyfriend and I were not trying to have sex. None of that happened. It was just a little tap on the bumper, no big deal. So sorry to tell you that you were wrong about the Fender Bender. And we don't have those 60-mile-an-hour blowjobs. We don't do stuff like that in the car. We only drive. So sorry to disappoint you, Special Delivery Mark. Moving along, you know, on Tuesday's show, the boyfriend and I were talking about our, well, the sideways party that I'm planning on March 4th. And we were talking about what we're going to do at the party. And then that people who were in, anybody who was in 50 miles of the, of the show, of, you know, where I live, should come to the party. And I was talking specifically about Kevin out in Ashburn. Well, Tuesday night after, I guess, Kevin listened to the show, he sent me an email saying that he would love to come to the party. So, Kevin, you are more than welcome to, because I already wrote him back and told him, it's going to be so cool. I'll actually get to meet a listener and not a fellow podcaster, which is really cool. So, Kevin, if you're listening to this, which you probably are, I am Totally looking forward to meeting you at the party, and I'll give you more details when we get closer to that time. I just think that's so cool. And he sent a picture, too. And the only way I knew that Kevin was a listener was because he had placed himself on the Frapper map. And, you know, as Wanda Wisdom, or maybe it was John Ong, somebody was mentioning that when you join a Frapper map, you keep getting emails from all the... Every time someone joins, they send you an email saying, oh, your Frapper map has been updated. Well, I clicked on that thing to stop getting those emails. So I hadn't been to the Frapper map for a couple of days. And when I went back there, I see that 6 more people had joined. We're now up to 35 people on the Frapper map. And the last couple of people who were who have joined are Rick in Port, Indiana. Is that how you say that? I'm going to click on his little name and see him come up. He says, love the show, Rick Quarles, and oh, LaPorte, Indiana. Very good. So thanks for putting yourself on the map, Rick. And of course, Mike Hip put himself on the map. And he says, Archer, why wasn't I on your Frapper map? Well, Mike, I have no idea. You'd think you would have put yourself on there already by now. But thank you for putting yourself on there. And Mike Hip is the one who... sells the candles by Phoebes, and they're very good, by the way, so you should check those out on his website. And he also writes the podcast Soup, so, and I know I've talked about that before. And also, believe it or not, Mr. Poos has come out of the woodwork to put himself on the Frapper map, and he's placed himself in Ithaca, New York. Of course, he did not put his own picture up there. He put Gene Shalit from NBC's Today Show. Oh, that guy is ugly. But Mr. Pooh says, my shit still doesn't stink, but it is turning white. I don't know what that means, but whatever. Good for you, Mr. Pooh. And Mr. Pooh, if you're listening, you need to email me and let me know if you're ever going to podcast again, because you've basically fallen off the face of the earth in terms of podcasting. Moving on up, we have in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, we have Ma Passant? And he or she, I'm not sure who it is, says, enjoying the show. So now we've got 4 people from Canada who are on the map. And Tigger from Los Angeles put himself on the map. And he says, LA loves Archer Radio. And Tigger, that is a cool picture of you, by the way. And finally, in the last update, Bert from Portland, Oregon put himself on the map. And Bert has decided to return to blogging. I'm so glad to hear that, and I need to send him a comment and let him know that I'm so glad that he's back. So welcome back, Bert. Anyway, I was saying that I wouldn't have known that Kevin was a listener until he put himself on the map. So Kevin is on the map, and he has said he's going to come to the Sideways party in March. So good for you, Kevin. Anyway, moving along, right along, you know, I have... actually, I should check this map. I have talked to this guy... Andrew, who has been a listener for a while. I don't think he listens all the time, but he listens on and off. And he wrote me an email a little while ago asking for some advice and some help with a podcast, because he was starting up his own podcast. And he's done all this research, and he's, you know, created his webpage, and he's done all this stuff. And well, this week he finally put out his first podcast. Now, I don't think it's publicized yet, so I won't put a link up there, because he probably doesn't want a million people going there downloading it. But I just want to tell him, I wrote him an email, but I wanted to tell him that excellent first go, Mr. Andrew. You've done an amazing job. And the thing that's really amazing that I think is really cool is that not only did he create his first podcast, but his first podcast is an enhanced podcast, which means that he's got pictures placed strategically throughout the podcast that pop up at different points. And in his first podcast, he thanks me for all my help. And I'm telling you, I didn't give that much help. I gave him advice more than anything. But his show is called I Say, I Say, I Say, and it's based in the United Kingdom. So way to go, Andrew. And I look forward to more of your podcasts. So I don't think he's got a feed set up yet, but he definitely has that on the website. So I'll have to keep checking back to the website if he doesn't send me an email letting me know the next update. So anyway, that's really cool. And congratulations to Andrew in the UK for starting his own podcast. Very good. Now, moving on to the weekend. Today is Friday, and tomorrow morning, the boyfriend and I are going to get up at the ass crack of dawn and drive to Charlottesville, Virginia. We have plans to attend the Mardi Gras event at Horton Vineyards and Winery in Charlottesville, Virginia. And then we're going to do that all day, most of the day on Saturday. And then hopefully in the afternoon, we're going to go to Oakencroft Winery and visit there. And because we haven't been to any of these wineries since last summer. And usually wineries release new wines. So we're going to hopefully taste some new wines. And then we're going to spend the night in a hotel. And then Sunday on our way home, we haven't made the reservation yet. So we hope to stop off at Barbersville Winery and have lunch there and do a tasting and then come home. So we're going to be out of town. Oh my goodness, excuse me, out of town over the weekend. But I hope to take the iRiver, the video camera, the regular camera, and capture lots of information, lots of video, podcasts, and all of that stuff so that I have something to share with you next week. Speaking of the wineries and capturing stuff, the boyfriend and I submitted our first article for the online news site that we are now going to be writing a biweekly column for. And it's supposed to be released very soon. The guy sent me an email back saying that he hopes to have it up next week. So I will, I'm thinking, here's my dilemma. And I asked the boyfriend about this, and actually I talked to my friend Homer too. If I were to give the link to the article, people would find out my real name. Now, is that something that I want to occur right now? I don't know. The boyfriend, when I was talking to the boyfriend about it, he said he is ready to reveal his real name on the podcast. Not like it's a big deal. He said he doesn't care. But I guess because we teach at different ends of the spectrum, that I guess I'm still a little concerned about it. So I may or may not release my real name. I don't know. I have to think about that. Because, you know, I like the whole anonymity thing of people not knowing exactly who I am, even though I'm sure they could find out. But I guess I just wouldn't want any crazies finding out who I am and then, you know, doing weird things or stalking me or anything. I don't know. That's a whole issue up for debate. I'll think about that another time. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, I was talking about the weekend. So yes, we have a very busy weekend, and we hope to gather some more stickers for our Passport to Virginia Wines and be able to get some information to write another article for the online news site. I'll keep you posted on that. So that's your Friday. I hope that wasn't too boring. And you know what? I'm not going to put any music in this. This is just going to be me talking. And I'd like to thank all the people who have left comments on the website. I'm trying to think if there's any new ones I've talked about that I haven't talked about since the last podcast. Oh, we got some comments about it seems like everyone loved the birthday cake video. Excuse me. I'm so sorry for coughing right in the microphone. We had lots of comments from Beth, from Bert, from, the boyfriend left one on there, from Aaron, and from John Ong. And actually, I guess I should mention this. John Ong mentioned that the videos lately that I've been posting have not been iPod compatible. And I am aware of this fact. I do not like how iMovie or QuickTime Pro was compressing the movies into iPod video format. It was scrunching the movies in it. I didn't like that. I like to keep it in the original 320 by 240 format. But then John Ong goes on to say that once I've edited my movie and everything, import it into iTunes, and iTunes has a thing under the advanced menu that says convert selected item for iPod. And sure enough, it worked. I was able to do that, and it didn't lose the ratio of the video, the 320 by 240. So I might do that the next time just to see if it holds the quality and people are able to put it on their iPod. Because right now I only know of two people who are watching the videos on their video iPod. And one of them is Bert, and I kind of wrote him an email telling him that, you know, sorry that it's not working. I'll just have to watch it in QuickTime because I just don't like the way that it compresses it. So anyway, I'm going to work on that. You know, I've been working on these fucking videos forever. But I do like the new beginnings, the transitions, the intros and exits and stuff. That's really cool. And that birthday video was really good. I mean, I was able to speed up a clip when I was doing the mixing and add lots of text and stuff. So yeah. Then I got one comment about the fender bender from Beth. She says, oops, a little bump. I'm glad you both are okay. And believe me, Beth, it was just a bump. And then on Wednesday's show, there was one comment about, oh, that was from me, about the Rappahannock Cellars video not playing on the iPod and that I know it. So anyway, that's the update on the comments. I think I should wrap this up because we're starting to go a little long. So, boys and girls, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Check back next week because there'll be new videos and new podcasts. And maybe, depending on how many photos I take, I might even have an enhanced podcast. So, that's all for today. Have a great weekend, and until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.